What makes pizza taste so good? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, University of Philosophy, with The Absolute Philosopher. What makes pizza taste so good? Well, basically, it's the sugar and salt. But what makes pizza taste so good? Well, you know, many foods are made in many different ways. And you say, well, hamburgers are luscious because of the meat juice in it. And you say pizza is good because of the salt and the sugar that's in it. And you say these other things are desirable because of that and the other. Well, now, think of it. Is that really what makes pizza taste so good? When you consider how pizza is made, first, the dough is made by lovingly spreading the flour and mixture around so that the dough will form into a nice, perfect pattern, whether it's a thick dough pizza or a thin dough pizza or a normal dough pizza. Each dough has to be sort of made around almost always by hand, and then it's flipped on the hands, and it's made so that it's all even. Quite an art, quite a wonderful art. Then the magic chef stands over the pizza, whether it's mother or sister or brother or the pizza man. And as they stand there, they have their little jars of condiments around them. And they will take their sauces and they will splash it across the pizza. And these sauces are fixed with all sorts of good things. Well, chopped onions and chopped this and that and melted cheese that is all over the top of the pizza. And perhaps it has veggies on it, perhaps it has meat on it, perhaps it has all these different things, all chopped up into little pieces. And sausages are quite common on there. And it's made into such a beautiful thing. And chopped onions, and oh man, it is so good. And the smell, as it is laying there before it is even getting into the oven, is just amazing. It tastes like good enough to eat before it's even cooked. Well, then, when you take this big flat pan type pizza and you put it on its pan or just on the oven floor alone, if you have an oven designed for pizzas, and then you move it around, you have it so beautifully there, and you cook it for a specific time. Never too much. Never want to burn any of the essence, but you want to just cook it so that the cheese is melted all over and the dough is baked. And then you bring it out. And the aroma is so enticing. No matter whether you are 100 feet away or whether you're right on top of it, you are just enamored by that glorious smell of that pizza. It just tastes so good before you even put it in your mouth. It tastes so good because there's so much love in there. Now you say, well, you cannot equate love like that. You cannot say it's loving. I've had some pizzas that were not very good. They were not done with much love. And you could really tell that they were just sort of manufactured. They were just sort of... Have you ever had a pizza that you order frozen pizza from the supermarket, and you take it home and you stick it in the oven? It's just not the same as one that is made in the pizza parlor, or that one is made by somebody who is standing right there in front of you making it. The love that goes into a pizza is a love that is just unbelievable. And it's what makes the pizza taste so good. Oh yeah, we think it's the salt and sugar. We think it's those things, but not really. Not really. If you were to start equating the things that were in the pizza, you would find that that's not it. Well, now, dietitians will tell you certain pizzas are not too good for you. Certain types of things on the pizzas are not too good for you. Well, what do they know? If you have a good digestive system, which most people have, and you eat a pizza, you're not going to be bothered by it one little bit. It's you eat too much pizza is the only thing. You eat more than your tummy really wants to have, because that's a larger portion, and that's like you want more ice cream just because it tastes so good. But as with all things, when taken in moderation and eaten improperly, then great things happen. I used to buy the large pizza, and then I would have it at the pizza parlor, March Arnold's down here in El Cajon, and then on the way home, Rex and I would be driving along in the car, and it would smell so good. It was a giant pizza. And so I would just stop the car, and we would each have a piece of pizza. And I would eat my piece of pizza, and it would be so, so good. Well, by the time we got home, the pizza was not big enough to serve everybody. So before we went in the house, we'd eat the last two pieces of pizza, Rex and I. And it was more than we should have eaten. But, oh, it was so good and so wonderful. So that's why whenever I go to the store to buy a pizza, I buy two of them. I buy a small size that we can eat on the way up. And I buy the big size that we eat when we get up there with the rest of the gang. And the small size for Rex and myself is just fantastic. We really thoroughly delight in it. Now, how often do we do that? Oh, maybe once every couple of months. It's not a everyday thing. But every time we do it, it is great. I remember one of my pizzas over in France, and near Marseille, and it was a beautiful pizza that I went into the pizza parlor, and I ordered a pizza. And I said, everything on it. Well, they gave me this pizza, and as they gave me this pizza, I looked at it and I said to myself, my goodness sakes, they should go to Italy or America, preferably America. For the pizza was a small or medium-sized pizza, and the dough was all shining up at you, and there was a strip of cheese dividing it in quarters, and on the middle of each quarter, they had one olive on one of something else, but each quarter had something different, and that was all. It was not a luscious pizza made with all sorts of goodies, cheese all over it, with all sorts of onions on it, with all sorts of chopped up bell peppers, and with all sorts of salami and other good things that go on a pizza. It didn't have that. And to this day, that picture of that pizza stands in my mind as a no-no. It stands in my mind as something that, yes, they can make a pizza that is not so good. But the people who ate that pizza probably thought they were getting the best pizza in the world because they didn't have the comparison to the pizzas in America. Well, we have a lot to be thankful for here in America. And one of the things we have to be thankful for are our wonderful pizzas. And pizza, like everything else, eaten in moderation, won't hurt you one little bit. But all things eaten out of moderation, like having a hamburger every single day, or eating at the fast food places every single day, where foods sometimes are not made to the healthful best, that's not beneficial to us. And it's not something we really want to do. So we have to be careful. So, what makes pizza taste so good? Now I'm giving you a quiz. What answer do you have? Well, I can tell you one thing. My answer is love. Pizzas made with love are wonderful. I go into the back, you can watch them making the pizza in Marcharo's, and you stand at the counter there and you watch them. And the boys and girls back there are taking their special trays where they have all the condiments prepared, and they pick them up with their hands and go sprinkling here and sprinkling there and sprinkling there. And then perhaps their girlfriend is standing at the counter waiting, and so they sprinkle a little more here and a little more there. They put a little more of this, a little more of that. That's okay. And that pizza is no better than the other one. It's just that it has a little bit more love. And you can be sure that the girlfriend really tastes the love that the boyfriend put into that pizza as he was making it specially for her. And this is true for all of us. When the pizza is made for us with lots of love, I want to go into a pizza parlor. I say, how's all the geniuses here today? My gosh, what a wonderful bunch of people. Everybody here seems so happy. And the guys and the girls in the back room who are making the pizza look up and they smile. And I say, you guys are the luckiest business in the world. You got the most wonderful job in the world. You can just take tons of love and put it on your pizzas. And everybody eats the pizza and says, oh, it's so good. And they think it's the pizza, but they don't know it's your love. And the boys and girls look up and they smile and they say, you caught on, huh? You caught on, huh? And lovingly they make the pizzas and lovingly they prepare them and send them out. And you see, when each of us live our life by giving as much love as we can possibly give under all circumstances, what happens to us is a magic time. A magic place, a magic being. Yes, it really is. People come to me as a practitioner and they say, Dr. Barley, I've got this problem. I say, well, good. You want another problem like that? Oh, no! Well, what do you want? I want to be whole. Okay, let's put that solution into motion. And they say, well, why did you say that? Do I want another problem? Well, I said, I'm a practitioner. I give you what you want. What do you want? So, you want pizza with love? Then go in and make the place smile with your love, and then you'll have pizza with love. If you want pizza with a frown on your face, make everybody in there unhappy, you know. Tell them that you think the place stinks and that the place should need to be cleaned up a little bit and the floor is dirty and all that kind of stuff. You don't notice any of those things when you are in a place of love. And when you are loved, the only thing you notice in life is perfect health, abundance, right action, peace, harmony, and goodness wherever you are. And isn't that what it's all about? Join in that reality, in that relationship, in that experience, and have the most wonderful time in your life. And just remember, what makes pizza taste so good? It's love. Sweet love. Wonderful love. I love you. I love you. I love you.